We're live.
Yes, sir.
In this first half hour on Sunday night, I spend with my congregation. So if you just happen to be channel surfing, go away and come back 30 minutes from now. I want to talk to my congregation. In a preliminary service, before we raise the curtain the second time, I talked about being having a faith in you that's sort of incredible, considering the fact that Jesus died alone, Paul only had Luke. But I really believed that I would have 140 people by tonight committing to be ushers at the cathedral and security so that I could then commit 35 each week, of which 7 were backup in case somebody was sick or emergency prevented, because we need 28 manning different posts at the cathedral. And if I have 140, then I have 35 to schedule once a month, and then everybody is able to sit in the service except for your commitment of the one week a month. I would have bet my car I had 140 by tonight. I got 111. That means 29 more. That's one whole week of usher's posts. Is my trust in my congregation totally misplaced? Now, I want to find out in the next 30 minutes. I mean, my regular congregants, if you're not willing to step in the gap and be a usher, I don't think you deserve to come to the cathedral. You sure don't deserve my time and the trust that I incredulously have in you. Now, I want the reservations for next Sunday at the cathedral for your attendance, but I want these other 29 volunteers with your phone number so we can schedule you once a month to be an usher. That's an honor.
Yes, sir.
What's the matter with you? Now get on the telephone. I'm up to 114. The week that you're assigned, you have to be at the cathedral at 9:30 for the ushers meeting. You'll either be assigned a post where you watch as security, or you will participate in the offertory, or you will be assigned sections to take people to their seat. I'm taking junior ushers, but I need 140 adults. I have 114, I need 26 more. So get on the phone. Out of all the people who come to the cathedral, well, I could simplify the problem, just quit going to the cathedral. Just have a service at King's House 1, don't need as many ushers. Now, for too many years, you've been coming like you're going to a theater, assuming there's some paid staff to take care of things. No, we need 28 ushers at security posts. There's 4 floors. You of my regulars do not care enough and do not see it as an honor that there need to be ushers at each of these Bible stations or where each Bible station can be seen. There are people in the rare manuscript world that think I ought to have my head examined. What I put on display is kept in vaults behind closed doors. I determined to display it and make it the mark of our church. Across the balcony is written the words, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." We cannot leave those areas untended. The Hall of the Papyri, the Room of the Book, the Room of the Sacred Torah, where some nut could gain entrance and slash one of them. You have the honor of carrying the sacred tithes and offerings if you're picking up the offering. You have the honor of setting the plate for the service that goes around the world. You have the honor of representing God and me and the congregation. And for years, I just found out this week, I can't be appreciative enough to the faithful ones that have carried the load. They've had to draft anywhere from 10 to 15 of the regulars after the service starts to fill the usher quota. And the same ones every Sunday. Sure, we mail them a tape of the service, but they don't get the benefit of sitting and participating in the worship service because every Sunday they've been carrying the load. Like a family where one or two do all the chores and you just come in and take advantage of it. I could not be a faithful pastor and allow you to get away with it another week. And I can assure you if 140 of you are not willing to step up to the plate and make yourself available one Sunday a month, I have no interest in letting any of you in the congregation anymore. I'll take the 118 and let them in the service. They don't need an usher. Shut the door on the rest of you. And when I know that I've gotten rid of the ones that are presumptuous and don't care, I can preach to an empty building. I can teach to one person on the end of a log. I only get upset when people tell me one thing and do another. Now, I've been drawing a line in the sand for several months now. I'm quite capable. I'm quite capable of doing what the Mormons do with the temple. They only open it once a year. I'm quite capable of only opening the cathedral once a year to a select few. Well, I'll still be teaching every Sunday. I got a beautiful little chapel and a mobile truck that's just an hour and a half from my parents' lake home. I've got a beautiful chapel where people sit every Sunday and watch on a big screen. I pulled our mobile unit in there and conducted my dad's second funeral live from that chapel in the shadow of that marvelous statue of Christ. I'm reading the messages from Dallas. I got a jet, less than 2 hours. Doesn't take me much longer to get to Dallas to preach and rent a hall where the price includes the ushering. I will not be taken for granted of my congregation. I got 118, there's 22 more, and you better start moving. I'm not going to pull teeth to get what, if you had any of God in you, is an honor you'd jump up and down to be participating in. You women, I told you the other night, you ought to jump at the chance so you can tell your husband where to sit. Now get on the telephone. Now, this is what we're doing, folks. This first half hour I deal with my congregation. If I don't get it done, I'll deal with them the second half hour. We'll be playing a service from the cathedral later in these 4 hours. We're on every night on 56 from 10 to 11, and all I do is teach. This is where I pastor my congregation across the greater Los Angeles area and around the world. I used to do it 24 hours a day. I wasn't here 24 hours a day, but you never knew when I was coming in. But now we restrict this activity pretty much to the first half hour or hour and a half of Sunday night. We have 4 hours live here, unless I leave for a replay of the service. I will have 140 of my congregants stand up and recognize the dignity and the honor of serving as an usher once a month. You'll give me your phone number, we will schedule you, and you'll keep your commitment or give us plenty of advance notice just like you do on any other job you're committed to. You will show up at 9:30 to the usher's meeting. I'm going to surprise you by either myself or my wife showing up one of these mornings. You set the plate for the service. You're assigned a station where you can watch over these valuable Bible collection and displays. You will provide some security in the parking lot for the guests and the people who come that want to be able to leave their car in our lot and go back and know it's safe. Some of you, particularly the off-duty policemen, provide security for me in critical areas of the service. It's an honor to be an usher. Man or woman, you have the honor of serving and taking up the sacred tithes and offerings. That's a sacred trust, just to carry that offering bag. When we have Shalom service, you have the honor of being one of those serving the sacred elements. You are the first one giving an impression of this church and the cathedral. You better rise to the standard. Once a month, you dress properly, like you're ushering for the King, because you are for the King of Kings. Now, I have 125, and I'm getting irritated that it's taken this long to get the other 15. If you don't care that much for the cathedral or for the service or for your pastor or for this ministry, you don't deserve to come to the cathedral. Just that simple. If you will not give one Sunday a month, you don't deserve to be in the cathedral. You owe a debt for the years you've just come and plunked your butt down and not done anything, taken for granted that someone else will serve you. Now, I want the final 15. Now get on the telephone. Give me your phone number so we can call you and schedule you. I'm at 132. I have 8 more to go. Well, I think you'll be interested in this call from Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. This is what you set the table for when you're an usher. We're teaching to the world, not just the congregation that's in front of me. Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. I've been through multiple kidney surgery in the last year. I woke up this morning. This is on Channel 5 out of Washington, D.C., and there are many volunteers that are working at every part of this ministry. The honor you have as an usher is you're in a position of prominence. There were voices of faith here this morning at 3 in the morning to get the program called from 6 a.m. on Channel 5 in Washington, D.C. time. Listen to this. I've been through multiple kidney surgeries in the last year. I woke up this morning trying not to cry, feeling like I can't go on, and turned on the TV to your program. You were teaching in several languages of the faith of Jesus, and I got it. I've spent 42 years in the ministry, most of it in foreign missions, and because of you, I will be going back one more foot soldier for Jesus in Africa and India. Thank you for this teaching. I'd like the cathedral pulpit. Again, I said, am I under some kind of delusion that 30 years I've built a congregation that understands what we're about and wants to be not just a receiver, but a giver? I got 132 and need 8 more. Why are we dragging this out? Get on the phone. I'm at 134. That leaves 6 to go. 6 more. I thought we'd have this in a half an hour. We're in the second half hour. 6 more committing until I have 140. If I have 140 committed, 35 can be assigned each week, of which 7 will be back up. If not needed, we'll sit in the service. 28 posts have to be filled at the cathedral every Sunday. You come at 9:30 for your assignments at the usher's meeting. And you set the plate for the service, and you protect those valuable manuscripts just by your presence as you're standing there. You can answer questions when new people come and say, where's the room of the book? Or where's the restrooms? Or the handicapped people can only use the elevator with an usher, taking them up and down. It's an honor to be an usher out of this vast congregation, 140, so I have 35 available every week. Now get on the phone. I have 6 more to go. All right. I have 141. Now, I want to tell you, I want to tell you that I'm not adverse to having 170 or 200 on the list. And people tend to cop out after they make commitments. I hope that won't be the case. Your phone number should be here. We will assign somebody to start scheduling, and you should only be given the honor once a month. And when that happens, you show up. Only sickness and absolute emergency that would keep you from your own job of work is allowable excuse. And one more brick in the wall. Now be seated, everybody. Now I need about another 300 reservations for the cathedral. But I came to town 30 years ago, this November, saying I didn't want to build an ordinary church. Enough of those already in Los Angeles. I was looking for that uncommon man or woman that would take the things of God seriously. I've taught it over and over again. The church is a people that belong to the Lord. I've written it on the board repeatedly. Kyriakon. The New Testament Christians had a quality about them of serving an unseen master that made the world designate them with the Greek word Kyriakon, a derivative of Kyrios, the Lord's. Kyrios is a term of master that meant the one who so addressed him was his slave, belonged to him. They'd say to Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. Or an emergency, Lord, save us, we perish. Kyrios. The Greek world designated the Christians after his resurrection and ascension as Kyriakon, the Lord's. Across the street from King's House 1 in Old Forest Lawn is the Kirk, bearing the name of a famous Scottish church, their word being Kirk. Kirk of a heather, Kirk of this, Kirk of that. Church goes to the Lord's house. It's a people that belong to the Lord. Kirku. The Slavonic tongues. Kirken. Scandinavian. Kirche. German. Church. English. You're just not a part of his church if you don't belong to him. The Latin words, Ecclesia, Ecclesia, from Ekklesia in the Greek. Ek, out, kle, called, zia, ones, out, called, ones. Loosely translated, assembly. They had no TV. They had none of the modern means of communication. When people were called forth to assemble, the crier would go down the street and call them forth out of their houses or from what they were doing. And the assembly, or ecclesia, outcalled ones, was identified by the caller and the purpose for which he called them. You could have an assembly at the games. There's an ecclesia at the Olympics. That's why there's always the personal pronoun attached. When that word is being translated, and ironically they use the English word church that comes from Kyriakon to translate ecclesia. But there's the personal pronoun. I will build my church, but it's not Kyriakon. I will build, you wouldn't have to say my church if he's used the word Kyriakon. That means the Lord's. I will build my ecclesia, the ecclesia of the living God, to separate you from every other outcalled assembly for whatever other purpose. Which is why I resist churches that assemble for reasons other than God's call on you. There's not one in 100 churches in Los Angeles or anywhere in this country that assemble as His assembly, His outcalled ones. That's why I place the primary emphasis on gathering as His, you're His church wherever you are. You assemble running to the voice of the Sayer. You assemble to hear from the caller. That's why I say, yeah, church is full of people. They know as well as they're sitting in that congregation, they are not hearing from God when the preacher preaches. They know as well as they know they're alive, they are not listening to a man who's been listening to God and His Word all week. In some cases, they're listening to plagiarizers who stole the message from someone else. I don't think I'm right. I know I'm right, but it's a hard calling. It's hard in a world that has joined Madison Avenue and appeals to you and your wants and your tastes and your likes and assembles around you and your wants and your tastes and your likes. My Bible says, we turn from self. That's the surest criteria. It's not His assembly. If you're assembling because of what it does for you and yours, That's why the Word reigns supreme at the cathedral. I assume you're out called ones who want to hear a word from the Lord, pulled out of His Word that directs you on the path He's calling you to. You know I'm right.
Yes, sir.
Why, most of you go to church today that are not members of the cathedral. Social program? Fellowship? Which is a pseudo-spiritual term for just socializing. An ego trip because you desire to have preeminence. You found a church small enough to make you a big shot. Oh, is the culture for your kids? It's a junior boys baseball team. It's close to the neighborhood. You don't have to drive very far. It doesn't matter what I eat as long as it's next door. Particularly if it's one of those jack-in-the-box or McDonald's churches that I can find one in every town I go to, so I still don't have to drive very far. I will build my church, my ecclesia, Jesus said. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm still 30 years later, refusing to adapt. I believe that I can feed an assembly of people who come to hear the word and who belong to the Lord and are willing to give a portion of their time and the tithe that belongs to the Lord to the place they get their food and seize the opportunity to exhibit a commitment that testifies to the devil and the world, I'm the Lord's. And the most important thing and the most important day of the week is for me to hear from God through His servant. Because I believe that God gave some, not all, some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastoring, teachers for the perfecting of the saints, to the work of the ministry, till we all come to a knowledge of the perfect man, till we all come to the fullness and the measure, the stature of Christ, and be not children tossed with every wind of doctrine. I want to be taught the Word so I can walk in the light and serve the Master who died for me. We don't play church. We ask the church to come to God's house and exhibit you're one of His, and you're part of those that are the outcalled ones, eager to be a part of a ministry that takes His word to every inch of this globe 24 hours a day, and you're a part of it, reaping harvests in heaven and for eternity. I don't want anybody at the cathedral who doesn't have that attitude. All you church tramps, go find another lunch counter. And you that want to be a part of a church like that, get on the telephone. Well, I have 147. That's better. Are you never satisfied? No. But I'm more satisfied than I was. Names and addresses, phone numbers in particular, and we'll be calling you with your assignments the first 35 next Sunday and make your reservation. Wouldn't it be something if these 147 haven't even made the reservation with the cathedral next Sunday? If I go through this list and you haven't made a reservation with the cathedral, the ones that haven't made a reservation, you're going to get the first usher call. We understand each other? Get back on the phone. What did I miss? Sounded to me like somebody was saying something. It wasn't on the song. I'm going to play another song so I can get to the bottom of that. Here's some calls from Nashville this morning. Is this the Gene Scott program? I'm a retired minister. Please thank him and tell him I haven't heard teaching like that that's touching on these truths in my lifetime. Please thank him for me. You're welcome. Castellane Springs, Tennessee. Channel 30 out of Nashville. I've been watching for about 3 weeks. I really got into enjoying the program and the way you go about it. I really appreciate people like you. I'm a songwriter. Well, down in Tennessee, I'm sure, Nashville. At the end, you said a couple of things that brought tears to my eyes. You say things one can write songs about. If I do write a song and make money off of it, I'll send you the ties. Thank you very much. Tennessee, I'm just so thankful to have found you. And I got my King's House number, 61,056. I'm so glad. Thank you. Well, you're welcome. Nashville, Tennessee. I was watching on TV this morning, and I was thinking, is this the guy that was on in the mid-80s who was talking about Balaam's ass? Wow, I remember that. Could you tell me how to get a tape of the program that was just on or any other tapes? Write Dolores Press. The address will be on the screen, or the Voice of Faith can give it to you. Oregon, Kentucky. I didn't know there was an Oregon, Kentucky. I wonder if there's a Kentucky, Oregon. I've been watching for about 3 months now, and I'm terribly impressed. Please tell him that, and to keep going. I'm telling everybody to watch him, and I will be sending some money later on. From Oregon, Kentucky. How could we miss that? I'm just reading samples. The calls pour in from these cities, and the voices of faith that come to answer the calls. Thank you for your faithfulness. I still need about another 250 reservations for Sunday, so the work's not finished. Get on the telephone.